Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 24th of December. That's Christmas Eve. And recording here at 4:30 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, this being the day before Christmas and other seasonal holidays, markets are extremely quiet, as you might expect. There was little action to comment on, though, and the Asian region has been the firmest overall. And that's not all that surprising, I don't think, because a lot of those countries have, practically all of those countries, have shown superior growth rates throughout the year. The action has often been really quite steady, particularly among the ASEAN sector of stock markets. And then, of course, we had more recently, in the last couple of months, mostly in December, the incredibly exciting developments of the important bottom, in our view, at Fuller Money, for China. And we also have the new government in Japan and the promise to reflate and weaken the Japanese yen, something that Fuller Money has called for a good many years overall. And both those markets have responded robustly to these changes, and predictably that's improved sentiment generally throughout the region. Now, the Asian stock markets are very quiet here today, but they've had a good run over the last quarter or more. And we've seen some significant upside moves, and they've held those gains initially and consolidated, but held them very well. And they remain pretty much unchanged here today, just tiny gains or tiny declines. I'm showing on the screen where those markets are open, and a good many of them. Well, no, I think they are mostly all open. And on Wall Street, well, we have this issue of the fiscal cliff. And while everyone was hoping that this would be resolved by now, there was always the possibility, a real possibility, that it would not, and that is the case. Some people have or are now starting to complain about the term fiscal cliff, or to disagree with it, I should actually say. And they think that's that it's a little bit too dramatic, and don't expect any big drop over a fiscal cliff. But there's a lot of brinkmanship going on here, and it is tedious, and it has created some uncertainty among investors. And that has spread, looks like, a little bit throughout the Americas here today. So hopefully we'll get some sort of resolution to that sooner rather than later. But all in all, and even though the year is not yet or has not yet been completed, it's been a pretty good year for stock markets. Some of them have been overbought recently and are due for some consolidation. But the gains have been very positive, and we don't have anything like the overheating that, or the valuation surges that would worry us about a major correction. And additionally, we don't have an environment which is likely to tempt central banks to come in and try to curb the strength that we've seen in these stock markets. As a matter of fact, I think the central banks will be very pleased with the recoveries that have actually occurred, and we'll hope to see those prolonged in 2013, which is what Fuller Money thinks is very likely to happen. So not a bad performance here overall. I should also mention the government bonds. And they have remained reasonably steady. Some profit-taking we have seen in December. My feeling is that the potential or prospects in these long-dated government bond markets that have been so strong where we have had the quantitative easing, and is that the risks and potential are asymmetrical. In other words, if, for instance, the U.S. economy was to go into a Japan-type situation, well, then investors in bonds would be safe and they could look forward to some reasonably attractive gains over the next 10 years. Now, some people expect the U.S. to go through a cycle of that type. At Fuller Money, we do not. We think it's more likely that the economy will pick up a little bit more strongly at some point, possibly, just possibly in 2013, but if not 2013, over the next few years, and that will lead, you get a rise of interest rates to 3 or 4%, and that could, I'm talking about short-term interest rates, and that could lead to would lead to a very sharp drop in government bond prices and a spike upwards, of course, in their respective yields. And that risk is really bigger, in my opinion, than the potential for a very slow deflationary type environment and going forward. So thus we have a strong preference for equities, particularly the dividend aristocrat type equities, particularly the autonomies that Fuller Money has written about so much over the last year or more, and subject to timing always. We don't like shares that have accelerated above their 200-day moving averages on weekly charts because those gains are not sustainable. And equally, we are wary of the ones that have been that have seen breaks beneath those rising moving averages and cause those moving averages to roll over, because stock markets can and have been quite volatile, quite turbulent, and therefore there are some big swings and roundabouts that take place, and it's Owen and my job to comment on all of these changes and hopefully point out the sectors that look interesting. And given what I was saying about China earlier in this discussion, indeed what we've been saying about China all month, is that interesting situation will spill over into resources producers. These are generally cyclical markets and cyclical shares. I'm thinking of the big industrial miners, the BHPs, the Rio Tintos, and they're coming into form. They have come into form quite impressively here this month, and that all makes sense. Confidence improves in China, confidence will improve in Asia, confidence will also improve in miners. That should be good for the Australian market next year, making it all quite interesting for investors. And we look forward to analyzing and discussing that with you, and thank you for all your interest throughout this year and more. Now, the Fuller Money site will not be updating tomorrow on Christmas Day or on Wednesday, which is the Boxing Day holiday, but we will be open on Thursday and Friday of this week as normal. And meanwhile, all the very best to our subscribers for Christmas and any other seasonal holidays that you will be enjoying.